Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to the award-winning, nationally syndicated My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never, ever drink alone. Special hello to our new listeners. Greg, what'd you say? We got 830-something new listeners in the United States.
Do you pay attention at all? It's 884, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, there's a bunch of people in line behind you to take your job. I expect a little more.
We're going to find a guy who likes to sit around and drink Bloody Marys and bullshit.
They're wrapping around the block right now. So I don't want to put any pressure on you, but how many new ones do you think we got from Germany?
I bet in the 30s.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
32.
Okay, 33. All right. The chair is still yours for now. The final.
In the UK, we got 22 new listeners. Is that right? You told me this.
Boy, this has been really fun, Mike, and I appreciate all your service and everything you've done. It's been a good ride. But it was actually 31 new listeners in Ukraine.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Well, you got to cut me a break.
I'll tell you what. I'll let you finish out the episode. Then we'll reevaluate.
You have no idea how much barn resin ideas have to swim through in order to get through my brain. I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, are you kidding? It's way better than I would have done. What else were we talking about? The concert series?
We are covering you from the Bloody Mary concert series. And, surprise, surprise, we are being fueled by the La Crosse Distilling Company's Field Mouse Vodka, whose corn-based vodka is just that. Mm. 100% Midwestern organic yellow dead corn. Besides the yeast and the enzymes that they use to break down the sugars in the corn, not a single thing used to make this spirit.
Really good stuff.
Double distilled and filtered for a nice, easy finish.
Oh my God. Yeah, we love those guys.
Indicated for the treatment of moderate to severe sobriety.
What? Yeah, okay. Obviously, we're making fun of those pharmaceutical commercials, but why is it always the moderate to severe that is their target? You know, well, what if I've just got some, you know, sort of slight erectile dysfunction? Like, it's not like quite up to the level of moderate, and it's certainly not extreme, but I mean, do you have something for me?
No.
But they all say that.
Anything mild, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah, they got nothing for you. Oh, man. Hey, welcome back, Mike Scott. God damn it. I told you earlier today, I love Sundays just because we get to do this.
Absolutely.
It's so fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's up on Facebook, guys?
Let's talk about what's happening out in the world, in social.
Yeah. Let's. We launched a question out, and oh, man, you got to think this through before you do it. But
so we it was real simple. We just asked people to ask us a question.
Right. Yeah, we're basically putting our listeners to work is what we're doing.
Right.
Are you on, because we put it up on the Friends of My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, which, right, we got a bunch of new listeners or members of that group.
Oh, and that's then, great. Yeah. I like that group. I like both groups, but the other one is kind of a monster.
If you really want to get results, though, you post on to the Bloody Mary Enthusiasts Unite, and you're going to get responses. Are you looking at that page?
Yeah, so we got one from, this is on the Bloody Mary Enthusiast, and this was a question directed towards you, so I will ask it.
Oh, boy.
On behalf of John Concordia.
Oh, he makes a Bloody Mary mix, actually.
Yeah, so he asks you, now that you've dabbled in the Caesar world,
oh, yeah.
Can you see yourself keeping Clamato on hand should the mood strike?
That's an easy one. I just went to my local grocery store today, and I was in a hurry. You know, it's Sunday morning. I'm trying to grab some stuff for the podcast and different things. I got halfway back home, and I had forgotten Clamato. It was on my list.
You turned back, didn't you?
Yeah.
You did. Good for you.
I love to have that stuff on hand. I use it to thin out a thick mix, or sometimes I'll just mix it with tequila. And it's not technically a Maria, I guess, but just a little tequila and Clamato. Oh, my God. I love it.
I know what I wanted to ask you. I was at a local tavern, and I asked them, how do you do your Bloody Marys?
Yeah.
Do you make them, from scratch? And they said that they use Sacramento Bloody Mary mix. I didn't even know they made a mix.
They do. Yeah, they started about 2 years ago. That's right.
But
yeah.
I don't see it in the grocery stores. Is it just available to restaurants and bars? Or
no, I have actually seen it in grocery stores. Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. Well, sometimes they'll put it in a different spot. It's not next to the tomato juices. It's over in the liquor department.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But it's out there. And it's, I love Sacramento as a starting point. And I'm going to make you a bloody actually today that I used an organic mix that's whatever, maybe supposedly a little higher end. But I do love the Sacramento. Tomato juice,
yeah,
but their mix, little unremarkable.
So that going back to our question, ask us a question. So, but under the Friends of the My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, we had a few questions here. Susan Fiebig.
Pronounced
Susan Fiebig asks, "What's your second favorite cocktail?" That's a tough one.
You know what? I haven't read through those yet. And when you first said that, immediately I thought of the whiskey sour. I'm on my fourth one right now because I like to keep my palate clear of any tomato based cocktails.
I think it really depends on the season, because if it's summer, I have got to have a gin and tonic.
Oh, yeah.
With a big wedge of lime. In the wintertime, I'm a fan of the Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
I like an old-fashioned as well, not with brandy. I do differ from the rest of Wisconsin on that one. I like
bourbon. Almost the entire state of Wisconsin would differ on that, yeah.
People with torches and pitchforks outside my house for saying that.
I'm with you, too. I'm with you, too.
This was a timely question. Thomas Peterson asked, what's the best vodka to make a Bloody Mary with to view an eclipse? And why is it Field Notes?
What do you call that, a loaded question, I think?
I think that's the definition.
Yeah, Thomas,
yes.
You're good. You're good. The eclipse. Yeah, we didn't really get much where we are. The clouds eclipsed
cloudy.
More than the moon did, I guess.
Yeah.
But I was watching, CBS, I think it was, the live coverage of it. And, first of all, they're showing the actual eclipse. And I thought, should I be wearing those glasses right now?
Right.
But people were really emotional. Like one of the newscasters got choked up and his co-anchor had to bail him out.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I was kind of indifferent about the whole eclipse. It was cloudy. I think if it would have been a clear day, I might have been more excited.
Right.
I knew it was going to be cloudy. I didn't get the glasses.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get the glasses, I was afraid to look outside. I have terrible eyes anyway.
I went to the basement, because I didn't have the glasses either. I listened on the radio. I hope that was okay. Although I can't see you that well right now. Oh, no.
Now, here is a great question.
Yeah.
Smokebox de Sonora. Mm. Why do you do it? The podcast. Why do we do this?
Oh, my God. You're going to knock down my entire house of cards with that question. I had... So I like to do some running, right? And I used to go pretty hard at it. We do these, weekly interval training at a local high school. And the coach was one of our club members. And he said, you know, my cross-country team, we're going to start doing a weekly time trial. Would you guys want to jump in, you know, just a bunch of old guys and see how you stack up? Obviously, I can't, refuse a challenge like that. And so, yeah, I got up there, towed up with these young bucks, and I fell back then. I wouldn't now, but, you know, I fell about in the middle of the pack, you know, and it was a super hot day. I wore all black just to, like, make them think I was crazy, right, you know, to intimidate them. And I got done, and a friend of mine's son was on the team, and he walked up to me afterwards, and he said, "Why are you doing this?" And it was, I almost crumbled. Right. Fuck if I know. If I start thinking like that, I'll quit doing it. So smoke box, you know, stick it up your smoke house.
I don't know. Box. Every time I come here, I get a Bloody Mary. I get some good food.
So you know really why. Obvious. You know why. Why I do it, I don't know. It's fun. Let's just say that. It is fun. I like it.
Emily Olson asked rather coyly, "What's a Bloody Mary? Never heard of it." I don't think that's true.
Yeah,
she is on a Friends of the Bloody Mary podcast. I have a feeling that she knows what a Bloody Mary is.
Yeah, maybe it's an existential type of a question.
Could be. Well, we did get one of those.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
What was that one?
Thomas Peterson asked, "When snow melts, where does the white go?"
He does a lot of mushrooms. Yeah. And I don't take issue with that at all. And I don't know the... Sometimes the best answer, Mike, is, I don't know.
That's the answer to this next question. Okay. How did Mike get so damn sexy?
Oh,
I don't know.
Genetics.
It just happened.
It's got to be genetics. I don't know.
This one's for you. Do you play acoustic or electric? I'll rephrase it. Which do you prefer?
I'm more of an acoustic guy, yeah. And I'll tell you what, when I had little kids, well, I've always had an electric Strat usually laying around and stuff, but when you've got little kids that have to nap or get to bed, you know, then you're plugging in headphones, and it's just kind of a pain, and I have just kind of gravitated toward the acoustic more so. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that is from Ryan Pekinis. He also asked, followed that up with, also, what's the meaning of life? Which is a lot to take on.
Yeah, no, I'll send you a direct message on that one, Ryan. Thank you. Speaking of Ryan, he makes Devil Dave's, right? And we were gonna review his mix today. Things are like really getting switched up today, so we're trying to turn on the fly, but he's got some new packaging, a new recipe, and he's going to send out a fresh version of Devil Dave's, like the mud, you know, the concentrate, the blaster, nice. I think he calls it. So I think, hopefully, if it gets here in time, we'll do that.
That's great.
Next week, Ryan.
Yeah, I want to get a hold of some of their Bloody Mary packets. You know, that we're coming into spring, summer, and the backpacking season's coming in full swing, and I want to get a couple of those. I just want to leave some in the bottom of my backpack.
Just
in case, just, you know,
to have it. So you're saying that if Ryan generously decided to send us a little care package of the packets, you would not send them back?
I would not, and I, you know, we just told them the meaning of life, so I think we're entitled.
Right. Well, that's, I gotta finish that direct message, but yeah. Well, hey, let's talk about garnish.
If you cared about a girl's needs, you'd start with some garnish.
Okay.
This is the garnish forward episode, really. We have so much recording equipment right now. I can't even see, Mike. Well, yeah, we're doing sauces. We are. And I'm going to make you my own bloody, as I mentioned. But in terms of the garnish, I've got some roasted chicken. I've got a little cottage cheese and some crackers. So I'll leave that up to you how you want to sample these sauces.
Okay. Now, that we have three of them, I believe.
That is true.
So this is called Simon's Secret Sauce.
Yep.
And there is a little card here. He's got three flavors. He's got the original, the spicy, and the truffle. And this photo of Simon, I'm assuming it's Simon, he looks like Adam Sandler. That's what I think. I thought
that a little bit, too, yeah. I mean, a more handsome version.
Oh, of course. So he does sauces, he does dressings, and I didn't know what this, the Black Garlic Collection. I don't know what that is. Is that for, like, swingers, or what is a Black Garlic Collection?
I don't know, and I also realize we don't have a sample of that, so... Moving right along. But we have the three primary, the original, the spicy, and the truffle. Those are what we're going to be doing. I don't think we want to put them in a bloody. These are kind of creamy, like sort of a mayonnaise-based. I don't know that they belong in a bloody.
Okay.
But they might.
We're going to have a bloody, though, right?
You goddamn right.
Jeez, I'm starting to get the shakes.
I know. No, I got you.
Okay, good. So, yeah, this, so Simon, who looks like Adam Sandler, he might look nothing like Adam Sandler, but from this photograph, and with my lousy eyes, he looks like Adam Sandler. He graduated from the University of Nevada in Las Vegas. How on earth do you do that? I think about all the shenanigans that I got into here in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I can't imagine going to college. Oh, in Las Vegas.
All the distractions.
Oh, God. I mean, it would have taken me years. Well, anyway, he graduated with
a degree.
You'd
still be a sophomore.
I would be. I am. he got a degree in hospitality management with a focus on food and beverage. He worked in the restaurant business for 21 years.
Holy shit.
Look at his photo. He's not that old. Metal. But he started when he was 15. And he's like, this,
that even
is,
legal?
This is my,
yeah,
this is my profession.
Yeah.
And the last 9 years, he's been the director of operations for Alliance Hospitality Group, which owns the Coral Tree Cafe and what?
It's hard to pronounce. I saw that too. Just do your best.
Coral Tree Cafe. We'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And he said he's been waiting to open his own restaurant for a few years, but it just wasn't right. And then, here we go, another COVID story. During COVID, had more time to cook and made this vegan sauce from scratch.
Oh, it is vegan.
It is vegan.
I mean, I could give a flying fuck myself, but I know to some people that's very important.
It's a big deal. And his wife, Mona, gave him the idea of the bottle, which Mona, good pick. This is a real creamy sauce, and it's a squeeze bottle, and I like that. You can direct this sauce exactly where you want it on your food. This is precision.
I like that, too. I mean, I do like a nice runny sauce to put over my scrambled eggs, but sometimes, if I can kind of put it right where I want it, and I'm trying not to get sexual here, I'm doing my very best to keep this family friendly, but I like the squeeze bottle. And what we have, these are the sampler packs, so they're a little bit smaller. If you just ordered an individual, I think it'd be a 12-ounce bottle. These are something like 5.
But it would still be a squeeze bottle. Excuse me, only larger, correct?
Actually, I don't think that's true.
No.
This is why we should get together before we start recording. Whatever. Hey, I've thrown a few ice cubes into some pint glasses.
Okay.
What do you think? Should I start out with the vodka and just do the full-on thing? I mean, because we're not really reviewing it. This mix that I made up, nothing fancy. It's an organic, fresh squeezed tomato juice that's got actually a little bit of lime in it and a little bit of salt. Not too much else going on. And then I introduced my own stone ground celery salt and a Worcestershire sauce that I really like. And what else did I put in that thing? Oh, Frank's hot sauce. Of all the hot sauces that I have in my fridge, I just thought, you can't go too far wrong.
I have to have a bottle of Frank's nearby at all times.
It's like it's your pickup truck, you know? I mean, we're not going down the Autobahn in an Audi here, you know? But sometimes you just need to throw a little plywood in the back and get it back to your house. So.
Absolutely.
Well, let's throw in a little field notes.
What's a girl got to do to get a little vodka around here?
And then we'll start there. And then I'm going to do something that just might blow your mind, Mike. Again.
The mother's milk. There she is.
So good. I've been pressing the flesh and doing a little bit more social stuff. And, I mean, in all transparency, Field Notes gives me free vodka. I've had a couple of cases for about a week and a half, and it's just about gone. Maybe I've been too generous, or maybe I've been too thirsty. I don't know. But if you're listening, you know, drop us another one of those care packages. The thing I'm going to do that's a little different, Mike, and bear with me. This is a little tip I got from John Aquino. He's a friend of the podcast, and he has made some amazing Bloody Mary mixes. And he's working on a new one right now using yellow tomatoes. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Nice.
But his tip was pour your Bloody Mary, mix it, and then do a little floater with Ancho Reyes. Now, we have the Ancho Reyes Verde. So we're just going to let's mix these.
Now, There are a few listeners of this podcast who don't even know what a Bloody Mary is.
So I heard
maybe
that.
Maybe we should describe what this liquor is.
So, yeah, this is a liqueur, Chile Poblano, liqueur. So 40% alcohol. So it's a full-on, you know, this isn't some mamby-pamby. And I'm just going to float a little bit over the top of your drink, Mike. Again, we don't have to judge it. It's just some shit I cooked up in my kitchen this beautiful Sunday morning.
All right.
There you go. So we'll have that to enjoy while we try the sauce.
Wow.
So when you float it on the top, you smell it immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I love this stuff. They've got another one, too, that's brown in color. This is the jalapeno version,
which I prefer. Is
but
good.
You liking it? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's your paycheck for the day. Until you're better paid, as they say. All right. Hey, let's.
Wow, Greg, top notch.
Really like it?
Really good.
Oh man, see, my day is done. You know what? I'm taking my headphones off, and I'm just gonna go take my nap.
You know, you really have gone the extra mile. Most people just would have developed a nice Bloody Mary recipe like this,
yeah,
and been done with it. But you have expanded it into an empire.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's a good reminder that, you know, most people are douchebags. Guess what I'm having with mine?
Oh, that sounds like a chaser call.
Recognize
right there.
That sound? sometimes a rut can be a very comfortable place. I think of the trench warfare. I'll bet those foxholes were real comfortable places to be hanging out and not leaving. And not to compare Pearl Street Brewery's downtown Brown to a foxhole, but that's where I'm a little serendipitous here, but that's what we're having for a chaser. Would you like one, Michael?
Oh, God, I would love one. I love downtown Brown.
I do, too.
It is such a good... It's a great chaser for a bloody.
It is.
And normally, for years, I would like, I just like a very American lager, like a Miller High Life for a chaser.
Oh, yeah, and I do. I like those, too.
But this Downtown Brown, the creaminess of this beer is it just accentuates the bloody so well.
I think so too. Okay, so we've got our bloody, we've got our chaser. How about we do a little snacking? Would you like that?
Sounds good. It's time to hear us chew, folks.
Yeah.
The moment you've been waiting for.
Things are about to get saucy.
So, we've got three different, right, flavors. Yes. The original, the spicy, and the truffle. And what is a truffle, by the way?
It is a strong smelling underground fungus.
Oh wow, you had me at fungus.
Yeah, and you know they train pigs and dogs find truffles.
Yeah,
And it's kind of an irregular, rough skinned potato. Mm. Chiefly in, you know, deciduous woodland. Lots of calcium limestone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And for those of our listeners that aren't familiar, although I'm sure they all are, these types of soils are derived from sedimentary rock that contains calcium or limestone. They're rich in calcium, if I'm not mistaken, calcium carbonate. And, it's considered a culinary delicacy. Isn't that right?
Yes, and I know that there's another hot sauce we've had that was a truffle hot sauce that was very I liked it a lot.
There was, be damned if I can remember which one that was. But okay, what would you like to try?
Well, you gotta go with the original, right?
Let's start with the original. What do you want to put it on? You want some roasted chicken, maybe? Start with that, or do you want to just go? Cottage cheese from
you know
Lesby.
What? I think I'm gonna go cracker. Cottage cheese on the original.
Okay.
Save the spicy for the chicken.
Oh, you thought this out.
I don't know how I'm gonna roll with the. I might just put the truffle one on a cracker.
I have another idea for you.
Okay.
One of their little catchphrase things is "It's so good you could drink it." I might just take a shot directly when we get to that truffle. I don't know. Let's just see how it goes.
All right, we'll see.
All right, let's break out the original. Simon's Secret Sauce is the brand, and we're looking at a nice little squeeze bottle. It's got kind of a mustard yellow consistency, and we're going to put it on a little cottage cheese. There you go, buddy. Give it a try.
And I'm going to give myself a generous portion.
I see that.
He recommends drinking it, so.
Right, yeah, that is right. Well, shoot, now there isn't any left for me, son of a bitch.
I told you what I was going to do.
So, yeah, kind of a golden color. I can see, obviously, some seasonings in there. And let's give it a try.
Mm. Wow. It's good. For some reason I was expecting heat, but it's not.
No. You know what it reminds me of right away? And this is the first time I've tasted it. It reminds me of deviled eggs. Mm. You know?
Yes.
There's like mustard and mayo and a little bit of tartness.
Yes.
Oh, God. I feel like I'm at a family picnic. And my aunt is about to pass out again.
Yeah, wow, that is good.
I like it. You know what I should have had? I should have made up a like nice toasted sub sandwich. Wouldn't this be amazing?
Yes.
You know, on a sandwich.
Oh, it'd be good on a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he says it's good on everything. Salad dressings, sandwiches, even on a steak. I don't know. I haven't tried that yet, but yeah, it's got almost some... A little bit of an egg yolk type. Maybe that's the mayonnaise. I don't know.
It's kind of it has a kind of a tangy sweet flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah,
it's almost like a comfort.
I just want to sit around and try this on all sorts of food.
I know. Well, we've got about 4 more ounces of it, so.
All right. Well, let's move on to the spicy.
Hmm. You're a madman.
This is going to add a little more heat to it.
And their bottles just have, this is the sampler set. So they just put a letter S, you know.
Yeah, I like that. Keep it simple.
I know. S, I like spicy. I like simple.
So we, in this sauce, we've added, I assume this is kind of the original. And then in addition to it, we're going to have some cayenne, some habanero, serrano pepper, red and green peppers, and jalapeno peppers.
Nice. All I love the serrano.
Can't go wrong with that.
Maybe. Let's see.
That's good.
You want a little chicken wing or a thigh or something?
Great.
All right, let's get some. Right, there you go, buddy. All right,
this is where a bottle like this really comes in handy. I have got my chicken wing, and I am going to strategically place this
surgical
spicy sauce.
Strike.
Right. look at the precision on this.
Wow. It's a good thing you've had a bloody because your hands aren't shaking like when you first got here.
It looks very similar to the last one. It's really hard. Well, maybe
it's a little darker.
Spicy. It's just a hair darker.
Color.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I'm doing the same thing you did.
Giddy up.
Oh, yep. A little more spice.
Yeah, that's good.
I should have had a snack before this because I kind of want to just devour this whole drumstick right now. That's really good. Hey, did I mention that we're doing the Drunken Tomato Awards right here in the studios of the Bloody Mary Concert Series? That's going to be a goddamn shit show. I'm starting to wonder. I was on the phone with Shelley. Well, I guess it was this morning. It's like 4 in the morning. That's when we usually talk, you know. And we're just doing some logistics, you know, like, should I use the big cubes right now when I go get a whiskey sour? Or no, I'm just kidding. But that's going to be great. Some really amazing people are all flying in from all over the country. And we're going to judge products from, all over the country. Everything from Bloody Mary mixes to hot sauces to garnishes.
Where are we going to put all this stuff? Shelly, you can sit on my shoulders if you have to.
You wouldn't even feel her. She weighs about maybe 105 soaking wet. You know,
she's that's why I'm offering.
Tiny thing. Yeah, right. don't offer that to me, my God. But speaking of, and you know, I talk about two noni probably more than I should. I should start charging these fuckers. I just ordered 5 pounds of their dried sausage.
Jeez.
I love that stuff, man. Late at night, I get up from the couch and I go in there and I slice off some nice thin pieces and then I do it again about 10 minutes later. So I'll probably be doing that every night now that I'll have.
Now you're going to be doing it tonight and putting a little dabs of spicy sauce on top.
I think they're going to be a contestant in the Drunken Tomato Awards.
Oh, excellent.
You know, we haven't digressed enough though, Mike. There's a thing near and dear to your heart and to mine. And I've been doing my best to ring the bell for it, but you are in the midst of a competitive thing. It's a race to the top.
It is a race to the
top.
Who
can do the most good for the community?
Right.
Do you mind just kind of recapping?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I would love to. So I am in this contest here in La Crosse. It's called the Conductor Wannabe. They invite 5-6 people in the community to raise funds for the La Crosse Symphony Orchestra, and then they split the money with a nonprofit of your choice, being an employee of the Parenting Place here in La Crosse.
Yeah.
I chose the diaper bank that we have at the Parenting Place. Do you know how many diapers we give out every week?
I'm going to pretend I don't, but I think you told me last week. It's a lot, isn't it?
It is a lot. 5,000 every week are going out the door.
Yeah.
That is a lot of supply to keep up with that demand.
Yeah,
and so all the money that you would donate to this cause would go to buy diapers to restock the shelves. And we can really stretch that money because we can buy those diapers wholesale, which is huge.
Right.
So it's so important. It keeps...
Yeah.
You know, the most vulnerable members of the community safe and dry.
Right.
Takes a lot of stress off families.
They're not cheap, man. I went to buy some just the other day to donate, and I looked at the price tag. First of all, the packages are a lot smaller.
Yes.
When I had little kids, the packages looked like a bale of hay. And I kept thinking, am I in the wrong section here? Like, are these just a specialty? No, they're smaller, and they run... But at least locally, like $10.99,
yeah.
You know, for the size 6. But doggone it, I don't see a lot of abuse there. You know, like
right.
What?
Right.
They're going to go get these free diapers and put them on themselves or something.
Right.
You know, right. What a great cause. So, okay, if people want to support
people wanna
you,
donate, all you would really need to do is go to the lacrossesymphony.org, and you'll. Go to the menu there,
yeah.
And you'll see Conductor Wannabe.
Just
click on that, and then look for my name, Michael Scott.
Yeah.
And click on that button and give an insane amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah, the more the better.
Oh, but if you do that, and if you are a listener to this podcast, please, in the notes... Put the word bloody in there.
Oh, yeah,
so
okay.
I know where you came from.
Good, yeah, yeah.
I can thank you.
We'll take all the credit we could get, yeah. Now, that's great. And I did a Google search, Conductor Wannabe Lacrosse Symphony, and bam. It
came up perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So they've got it optimized well. Well, that's great, and thank you for doing that, Mike. I think that's really...
off to a good start. You know, the contest just started a couple of weeks ago, it will go till the end of April, April 28th at midnight. The contest ends.
All right.
And the top two conduct the symphony orchestra on May 6th. But, you know, for me, it's not about winning. It's about raising a whole bunch of money for diapers and helping out the symphony at the same time. So,
kind of nice when you win, though, isn't it?
It would be pretty cool. I don't know if I mentioned this last time, but at first I was like, it's not that big of a deal if I win. I just want to raise it. But then I talked to someone who won it, and they're like, you want to win this because you get to stand right in front of a symphony orchestra.
Right.
And hear the sound that comes out. It's that is a vantage point very few individuals can experience. And so now I kind of want to win the thing.
All right, let's get Mike to win. Go on, Google it, whatever you got to do. Lacrosse Symphony Orchestra, Conductor Wannabe. Find Mike Scott there. You'll see his handsome photo. And just drop all your money there.
Yes, all of it.
None of it's going to get wasted. Yeah. So we got one more sauce here, Mike, before I ask you that hard question. And this is the truffle one.
Okay.
What do you want to put that on?
I am going to put that on the cottage cheese.
You're going back to the cottage cheese?
I think what I remembered from the truffle hot sauce from before was there was a real creaminess to it. And I think that might be the winner with on the cottage cheese.
Trust your judgment. You got enough over there?
Because
usually you eat all of it immediately, and then you need another re-up.
I kind of have this.
You still have some. Okay. All right. I'm going to do both. I've got a little bit of my chicken drumstick and then a little bit more.
You can't see. I have done the exact same thing. I've saved a little chicken. We're getting better at this podcast.
I know we are.
We don't know why we do it, but we're getting better at it.
I don't think we answered that question adequately, did we? We gave it the old college try. All right. So, again, Simon's Secret Sauce is the product. It's vegan. It's gluten-free. It's non-GMO. And they're on Instagram and Facebook. I'm putting a link. I'm dropping that. And we've got a special discount that they shared with us. So if you do end up going to their site, enter the code NEW15, NEU15. That's going to knock 15% off of your first order. And I'm going to ask you, you know, a question that follows up to that, Mike, like I always do. But let's give this one a try. Truffle.
I like this one, too.
I haven't even tried it yet. Slow down, my God. It's not a race. Oh, yeah, it's... I think it's very similar to the original, but it has just a slightly earthy undertone to it. Is that what you think that's safe to say? Yeah.
Now, I'm curious if there's a season to truffles, like morel mushrooms.
I think there are, but I don't know. I think of it as like a springtime thing. And yeah, I picture these pigs out, you know, snorting around for them. I kind of feel like a pig myself right now. I've kind of devoured a lot of this sauce. So, what we're having is the sampler pack. These are little 5-ounce bottles. But if you went on and just wanted to buy a bottle, it's a 12-ounce bottle. And they run, the truffle runs a little bit more. And I get, you know, those are.
Makes sense.
That stuff's a little more rare. Those go $15. The original was $13. These are a 12-ounce bottle. Would you buy it, Mike?
I would buy it. I would buy all three.
Yeah.
But I would lean towards the spicy.
You know, I think I would, too. I think I would, too. The truffle is good, just like the original is good. But the spicy just adds, I think, like that extra dimension. That's my favorite, too.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. For
it
sure.
Could be that our taste buds are elderly.
I know.
We need something to wake them up, you know.
Double down on the spice, yeah.
But yeah, Simon, good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. He's a busy guy, boy. I been trying to get together with him and chat a little bit, and, well, I guess I'm kind of busy, too. But so the entertainment... For this show, Lynn is off this week.
She is.
Yeah, she's in Jamaica. But so I got to decide, you know, I play a little music myself. And I got to decide, I've got a couple of songs that I recorded with a couple of people who are actually talented.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the hell they're knocking around with me for. It's probably the free vodka. But... So until I get down to the editing, I haven't decided. It's either going to be an original song that I wrote, or it's going to be a cover of a song that I love.
All right. Well, but, that sounds good.
Well, sounds good. You haven't heard it yet.
I'm happy for Lynn, too. I have this picture of her with a fat old joint and drinking rum.
It's not hard
sitting
to
on the beach.
Picture, is it? Oh, we love our Lynn there. Yeah. But she needs a break, too.
She does.
She's I work her like a rented mule. So, all right. You got anything else there, tough guy?
I don't think so.
Yeah? All right. Let's finish eating all this food, and then we'll click over to a little bit of music.
And he's got you. And songs about me.
Sunday either. See you then for another Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.